This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
First. You guys have heard that term, right? It's always used like, he's the first in our family to go to college, or she's the first in our family to get a degree, et cetera. And we worship the idea of first. We really do. I mean, you think about it, how much you put into that, how much it means something to you. And we're in a time in America where going to college is no big deal. They're even talking about, I think it was Biden's, his wife, I was trying to think of another name for her, his ride or die, Dr. Jill, who says, let's make community college free. So pretty soon, the first in our family to go to college is going to be community college or real college. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. First, it was a big deal for me growing up. It was a big deal for most black people because it was always be the first to do, be first. First place, first this. Be the best. It meant something. It had a significance to you. Be the first in your family to get all A's or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it was, it floated your boat. And I bet you, I don't know this for a fact, because I'm black. I'm 79% black. But I bet you white folks, and I'm not talking about the ones that are 21% like myself, I bet you had some first. He was the first in our family to own a business. You know, he was the first in our family to become a millionaire or a billionaire or a trillionaire for you white people, because I know you're out there living that la vida loca with all that privilege. But whatever the first word meant something, right? It was significant. In American history, the first black to play baseball. Why did we focus on the first blacks? Because we've been treated so badly. So when blacks became part of American culture, it was like, the first black heavyweight champion. I really admire Jack Johnson. Because Jack Johnson came up in a time when black people were hung easily for the things that he did. Jack Johnson was knocking out white guys, essentially saying to the world, I'm the toughest dude, and then he goes and marries a white woman. Man, that took some guts. Anyway, the first woman this, the first woman astronaut, the first woman judge, the first Latino or Latina or whatever, it all had some significance. The first gay, the first transgender, right? And now, that's what we're down to. Sexuality and personal choices. Oh, he was the first Guatemalan midget self-professed, camel jockey who decided that he wanted to do blankety blank. Now, we're down to minutia. But it's no longer just the first gay. It's the first openly gay. Look. I understand why we did this for blacks. I understand why we did this for women. I understand why we did some of this stuff for Latinos and Latinas. In other words, if you feel like a culture has been marginalized, and they legitimately have, then you say, congratulations. But see, it's not really the first in many cases, like the first black millionaire. I don't think Africa would believe you. I think the people of Africa, in the continent of Africa, in the various countries in Africa, would argue that whoever was the first black millionaire was really the first black millionaire. Or the first black to do this, or go to college, or whatever. They're going to argue. I think many countries, there might be might argue who was really the first woman this, or the first Latina this or that. Every country would have its first, right? I mean, if we're citizens of the world, why are we still counting? Why do we still care about this? I bring all this up to tell you about Ned Price. He made history. This is an article, and I'm reading this. Ned Price made history as the first openly gay spokesperson for the State Department when he was appointed a couple of weeks ago to serve under Secretary Anthony Blinken. Now, I just want you to think about what I just told you. First of all, who the heck is Anthony Blinken? And now we got to know that Ned Price just made history as the first, wait a minute, openly gay spokesperson. See, because the ones who were not willing to come out, well, we can't recognize them. It's better if you come out. Then you can make history. Then books can be written about you. Then articles can be shared about you. Then the world can know who you are, Ned, because it isn't good enough that you just go and become a spokesperson for the State Department working under Anthony Blinken. Who cares about that person? The article continues. A new profile in the Daily Beast sheds light on the 38-year-old's barrier-breaking appointment to the department, where he will be the public face for America's diplomatic work and how his own life shaped his career. Who wants to be heterosexual when you can come out and be like Ned? The first openly gay spokesperson for the State Department to serve under Anthony Blinken. Well, I wonder who was the first openly gay spokesperson to serve under the person before Anthony Blinken. I don't know. By the way, if he's the first openly gay spokesperson for the State Department, does it count if he didn't serve under Anthony Blinken? I'm just curious. Anthony figured out a way to get his name in it. You know what I'm saying? Here they go on. Before joining the State Department, Price was a CIA intelligence analyst and spokesman who then had stints at the National Security Council as a director of strategic communications and assistant press secretary, as a spokesperson, and later as a spokesperson and senior director for strategic communications. Well, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but Ned was the first openly gay CIA analyst and spokesperson who had stints at the National Security Council as a director of strategic communications and assistant press secretary, and later as a spokesperson and senior director for strategic communications. He should be so proud. He was special assistant to the president under Barack Obama, where he stayed until the end of his administration. So he was also the first openly gay guy to do that role, I guess, right? When do we stop with this nonsense? Really? A guy's just supposed to be doing the job, and we got to recognize his sexuality. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
TJ Ducklow is gone. As we say, gone like a turkey through the cone. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. He barely outlasted the Mooch. Scaramouche. Can you do the Fandango? You remember him, the little turncoat Italiano who was an anti-Trumper working for Trump. Who? What makes you... this is what I get. I don't get about Omarosa and Scaramucci and others. Trump, I mean, God, man, no offense. I can surround myself with better people than that. Maybe Trump was just giving people a shot. I'm not going to criticize his style per se, but wow, the results suck. And don't misunderstand me. He can fire people quick, so you give people a chance. Maybe you want people to think, wow, you know, everybody that knows Scaramucci is a little turncoat weasel, and they say if he can give a turncoat weasel that doesn't like him a chance, we got to at least give the guy a chance. It's not like he's lacing his administration with suck-ups the way Obama would or somebody like that or people that owed him favors. 844-551-8255. T.J. Ducklow, former deputy press secretary for Joe Biden, resigned a day after being suspended without pay because he did what? Anybody remember? Anybody? Anybody? He threatened a female reporter. Threatened. See, you want to know how the Democrats work? You out me, I will destroy you. I will kill you. I will make dust of you and blow your dust away. They won't even know what to call your dust. He threatened to destroy Politico. This is a leftist journalist. Remember what Barack Obama did to him? Threatened to put him in prison. He wiretapped him. This is what he did to journalists. Well, Biden's press secretary, Captain Demento's press secretary, said he would destroy this leftist, a person who's supposed to agree with him politically. Her name was Tara Palmieri. She was asking questions about his private life. And then he issued a statement. He said he had been abhorrent. Now, Biden said he would fire anybody who treats another colleague with disrespect. A colleague being what? A citizen of the United States? Because that's what a colleague is to me. But they didn't. Well, he's been suspended for a week and he'll come back. And then, you know what happened? The court of public opinion struck and said, oh yeah, I thought you were going to get rid of people that did this kind of stuff. And it wasn't just us, folks. It was the other side. I already told you guys, we knew the hypocrisy of it. So we were saying it. I don't pay attention to those clowns, but you know what? They're paying attention to us. And they said, you got to get rid of this guy. So Ducklow, age 32, he had to do a mea culpa. No words can express my regret, my embarrassment, and my disgust for my behavior. I use language that no woman should ever have to hear from anyone. Not just a woman, Ducklow. Said, especially in a situation where she was just trying to do her job. Yeah, like Donald Trump, just trying to do his job. Like all the other conservatives who get doxxed, who get gaslighted because they want to, you know, don't want the word to get out. The people who are being kicked off social media that just want to tell the truth. Yeah, we get it. I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden. I'm sorry, and brain-dead moron Biden. After a discussion with White House communications leadership tonight, I resigned my position. Yeah, they came back and they fired him. This incident, he says, is not representative of me or who I am as a person. He says he was determined to earn back the trust of everyone I have let down because of my intolerable actions. Yeah, good. I mean, look, there's a place for him. They'll keep the Democrat scoundrel. All he's got to do is toe the line. You know, it doesn't matter. He could have beat this woman publicly, and they would have been trying to bail him out of jail. There would have been GoFundMes for him, especially if he was black. Anyway, no further comments after that. Threatened Miss Palmieri. She had been investigating Ducklow's relationship with Alexei McCammond, a journalist with Axios who had covered Biden's election, or we should say selection campaign. He allegedly rang her and said, I will destroy you, made other derogatory and misogynistic comments. Just for the record, everybody, I want you to know something. I want you to know this. The Democrats think exactly the way this guy thinks about women and people in general. I'm in power. If I can, I will destroy you. You sorry little wench, witch, whatever. And it isn't because they deserve. For example, when I called Blasey Ford and Svetnik skanks, it's because they are. But if they had been truthful, if I thought they were truthful, the words never would have come out of my mouth. Because see, conservatives, we do respect people who deserve respect. But he said what he meant. You try to destroy him with your truth, and he will get you. Let me put it a different way. If something I said was a lie and I about Svetnik and Blasey Ford, I happily take my message. You know, I would apologize. No problem. But you can be guaranteed, if you're going after me and I'm the liar, I'm not going to go, well, I'll destroy you. I'll say, hey, look, I prefer you not do that or whatever, but you can do. I'm not going after you for reporting the truth, even if the truth is going to hurt me. I'm willing to take my lumps. But see, leftists are not. He wanted a lifeline. Please don't suspend me. Please don't let me go. I'll take a leave of absence for a week. And then they have Psaki coming on going, well, we responded. We gave him a week, a week off to, you know, I mean, that's appropriate. Then she moves on to the next question. Then what happens? The very next day, these wishy-washy communist-led muckrakers, these people have to go and back down from what they know is a problem. Yeah. And they tried to make this look completely legit. They informed their bosses, they say, of their romance while they were on the campaign trail. McCammon, by the way, is a sister. She's a good-looking young black girl, and she got asked to be reassigned to Harris after this whole, when they let their people know they were together as a couple. So they did this puff piece on him, and here's what she said. She told this to People magazine. When my personal life had the potential to interfere with my work, I didn't think twice about sharing my happiness in November with Axios that I found someone in TJ who shows up for me in a way I'd only hoped for. So they're rationalizing, which, look, I get it. You get on the beat, you meet somebody you love, etc. But when your man gets asked, hey, are you in a relationship where there may be some conflict of interest, blah, 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 and you threaten the person? You start talking about, I'll whoop your butt, witch, or whatever. Now people want to know what's going on. Well, let me just say something, folks. Par for the course for Democrats. We conservatives, we don't do this. Not the true ones.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump's Senate impeachment trial is finished, and the White House is making a full court press on passage of the coronavirus stimulus package.
The president is going to continue working on getting the American Rescue Plan passed. That is his top priority.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has prompted a housing affordability crisis and touts new action from President Biden. Winter storm warnings are in place again as a new system threatens the southern plains. Areas of Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana under the gun for more snow and ice on top of the snow that fell over the weekend. The National Weather Service says the Dallas-Fort Worth area could see 2 to 6 inches of snow and ice from Tuesday night through Thursday morning. It comes as many Texans are dealing with rolling blackouts. You're listening to USA Radio News. The petition to recall a Democrat governor has enough signatures.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California Gavin Newsom is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bitcoin is topping the $50,000 milestone for the first time. The world's largest digital currency price jumped about 3% earlier on Tuesday. It has been on the rise since Tesla announced last week that it was investing $1.5 billion in the currency and would accept it as payment. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancel culture. We have these cutesy little names we put on things. Cancel culture. And then we flip them around and they lose sort of the power of what really is going on. But cancel culture is very real. It's been happening for a long time. Now we've got the cutesy name for it. But the question is, what are we going to do about it? And I keep telling conservatives, I don't know who hears these messages, but I'll tell you this. If you don't give people a safe place to land, they're going to opt for safety. Welcome back. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can find everything that we do. Cancel culture. Not cool. Somebody doesn't like what you say or do. It doesn't take much. And if it doesn't take much, it means you live on pins and needles. You walk on eggshells. We've all done something like that in our lives, whether it's around your parents or it's around, you know, your mate or whatever. You've had to tiptoe around issues or whatever. It's not very comfortable. It means you, either you or your mate or the person involved where you're tiptoeing are, have not really decided that you're going to deal with each other in truth and honesty and, you know, and et cetera. When you're tiptoeing around stuff, you should just be able to say it. The best relationships are, I've seen it, whether it's in a partnership in business or a partnership in life, the best relationships are the people that say, yeah, you know, I'm down for this reason. I was thinking about this, or I'm disappointed here. And they, and here's the other thing. They can use all kinds of emotions. It's not always anger. Let me tell you a bad relationship, a parental-child relationship that's bad, an abusive one. Democrats and black people. Democrats think they're the parents of black people, but they're abusive, neglectful parents. And black people are the worst kind of kids, because I'm talking about leftists. I'm not talking about blacks in general. Black leftists are the worst kind of kids because the only thing they know is just to throw a tantrum. Man, Black Lives Matter. No justice, no peace. Ah. And the parents don't know how to say, hey, hold on, let's get in check with those emotions. Everything's not anger. Everything's not, let's go destroy something. Let's go burn something down. But they know that's a good way. If you want, why not make your child an attack dog? The reason for it, they don't get punished, right? They get treated in court like a child, like a juvenile. So the Democrats are great at it. But this cancel culture is sort of the reaction that they want. They want people to just, oh my God, so-and-so did what? And that's it. How dare the lovely Gina Carano actually believe she can make a political statement and not get fired? I mean, come on. Surely you're outraged, right, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? You've got to be outraged with me. She posted that she was worried about hatred in America spiraling out of control, which she thinks could eventually lead to Nazi-like oppression. And Disney fired her, not realizing that that's exactly what they validated was Nazi-like oppression. This is the crazy world we live in. And let me tell you, you're fearful. Don't tell me you're not. Oh, yeah, I talk. If you talk about the way I talk, now, I'll tell you right now, maybe I don't get everything I'm supposed to be getting because I'm talking about these things. Maybe I don't get the distribution of my radio show or my articles. But I'll tell you what, I ain't nobody's chump. So what? Makes life a little harder, but I sleep well at night knowing that I didn't sell out. Cancel me. Because you know what? You can't cancel my spirit. Former mixed martial artist, daughter of a former NFL player, beautiful girl. She's picked up a little weight, but still she's thick, as we say in the vernacular. Gina Thick, but she's still cute. She gets much bigger. She goes, you know, she'll be just like them big old Italian girls. But she's a cute girl. I remember when she first came on the scene as a mixed martial artist, being an aficionado of the arts myself, and I was like, who is this girl? That girl is fine, cute little thing. I wouldn't say it was a crush, but I was like, back in the day, would have tried to step up on Gina. You know, she's a cute, pretty girl and a good fighter, but she ran into Cyborg, who was half machine, half woman, and half man, if you can have all those pieces. And that girl, you know, made Gina retire. Anyway, here's what they wrote about it. The incident that seems to have directly incited Carano's firing was a social media post she shared on Instagram. The since-deleted post featured a TikTok that seemed to suggest that being a conservative Republican today is comparable to being Jewish during the Holocaust. I agree with her. I just want to be very clear in case there's cancel culture out there. I agree. She says, because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them for simply being Jews. How's that any different from hating someone for their political views? Carano's post caused an overwhelming wave of criticism with hashtag Fire Gina Carano. By the way, same thing they did to me at Fox. It started trending. Lucasfilm then released a statement confirming her firing. Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilms, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. This is almost boilerplate. Fox called my comments reprehensible. It's their rationale for saying, oh, you don't touch them. And then her agency, UTA, dropped her as a client. See, that's what they want you to get. You say the wrong thing. You speak truth about what's really happening to conservative Republicans and, God forbid, Christians, and we will cancel you. Gina, you'll be done. Let me tell you something. She ain't done. What they need to show is the aftermath, the cancel culture. Are you done? I'm not done. I'm still talking much smack. Now, they go on to write this. Although this was the final straw for Carano's stint on The Mandalorian, her social media posts have raised serious controversy. Let me give you the serious controversy that she's raised, that they talk about in this article. One tweet from November 20th mocked mask wearing as a means to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Boy, that's serious controversy. Then it says, while another repeated baseless suggestions of voter fraud among several other controversial conspiracy-tinged posts. She appeared to mock those who share their pronouns on social media, writing beep, bop, boop in her Twitter bio. I'm not against trans lives at all. They need to find less abusive representation, she tweeted in September. This girl is after my heart. Gina, take me away.
I mean, are you serious? This is all good stuff. He said, prior to the controversies last year, there were rumors that Disney and Lucasfilm planned to spin off Cara Dune into her own series. That's the character she played. The Hollywood Reporter noted there were plans to unveil the series as last December's Investors Day presentation. The plans were put on hold after her controversies, and now that the Star Wars University will continue, and now the Star Wars University will continue on without any Cara Dune at all. They canceled her completely. She's obliterated. What's she gonna do? See, they want to make sure you understand. You don't toe the line, and we will crush you. Fire Gina Carano. They did. And let me tell you, the people that are doing that hashtag, guarantee you, the majority of them are bots. Because the majority of people in this country would never fire her over that. Nothing that woman said was controversial. Nothing. It was her opinions, and quite frankly, she's right about all of them. She's not hateful. She's not inciting any violence. Nothing. But they have obliterated her from Disney. It's less of a warning to her than it is to the rest of the country. Don't say what we tell you. You say the wrong thing and you will be destroyed. Your career will go nowhere. I'd love to chronicle her career after the fact. Is she going to make some changes? Yeah, she's going to have to make adjustments. That's what life is about. If you're too afraid to say something because you're like, oh, my life could change dramatically. Life can change your life dramatically. It doesn't have anything to do with cancel culture. God can intervene in your life in a way that you go, what just happened to me? Good or bad? Look at me. Look at my buddy Kevin Sorbo, ostracized out of Hollywood because he's a Christian conservative. I joke with him all the time. You know, Hollywood kicked out a 6'2" or 6'4" hunk. What do you think they're going to do to ugly people? Gina will do well, trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Cancel culture. Gina Carano, she laid it on her feet. Good deal. Glad she did. Glad that Ben Shapiro hired her, gave her a job. But, you know, he took advantage of the PR coming from it. Gina's a B-League actress. I don't know whether she even is improved in her craft that much. And so a friend of mine said his daughter watched her show all the time on Disney, but he's since canceled Disney. By the way, if you want to cancel Disney, and I can't say we've got a kids network, but we do have something that's the beginning of something big. It's called theflickfest.com. F-L-I-C-K. Theflickfest.com. It's mostly festival winners, mostly movie shorts, and very good work.
amazing work. But here's what I would say to you. I would ask that you look at joining the Flick Fest for $4.99 a month. It's free. If you don't like it after 7 days, you'll get refunded. But look at it, because it's going to be something big, and it's going to be something that conservatives have done. And we have taken the first step in a 1,000-mile journey that's going to move very quickly. 5,000 filmmakers out there know of us and are submitting films every day. We get between 5 to 15 films every single day. Mostly shorts, but some full-length motion pictures, and they are amazing work. In fact, two of the products that we've gotten on the Flick Fest will be on network TV shortly. That's how good they are. We're cutting them up for commercials now. So if you want to, look, you listen to the program, you want to figure out a way to help, and you haven't been able to figure it out, maybe you're like, well, Kevin, I don't just make donate. Okay, fine, don't make a donation, but here's what I will tell you. Go look at the Flick Fest. It's worth it. It's amazing. And I don't say it because it's mine. It ain't because it's my little children that he's good looking and he's beautiful like his daddy. It's because it's really cool. And you'll learn a lot from these films, and you'll see the different stylistic types of filmmaking and stuff. And here's what's cool about it to me is it giving these youngsters a chance to showcase their work from all over the world. By the way, if you know of any filmmakers, send them our way, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But certainly, if you know of any film aficionados, please do. Cancel culture, Disney, getting rid of Gina Carano because she stands for conservative values. Meanwhile, Netflix has got who's on the board? Susan Rice. They just made a movie about the Obamas. I don't think it did any good. They've got all these Holly weirdos coming over because they're offering them fat contracts. And you watch it, knowing all this, and you probably haven't. I have buddies that haven't been on Netflix in months, and they pay that $15 a month to do nothing. Cancel it, and you got 3 months of me. TheFlickFest.com. I dare you to go take a look. It's awesome. What was I talking about? I was talking about cancel culture and all that earlier. We've also covered the Ducklow is gone. And, oh, by the way, we talked about Biden's new first, his gay first. But he's got bigger problems. The dude that can't put two coherent sentences together, and that's with people talking in an earpiece to him. The guy who's got the brain power, and I use power loosely, of a, well, should I say a Guatemala midget? Because Guatemala midgets can actually be pretty smart. Anyway, for Joe Biden, it's difficult to breathe and blink at the same time, if you get what I'm meaning. But he's the Democrats' top dog. Possesses the mental capacity of a slug. I just want to make sure you understand how I feel about him. And he's going to ruin the Democrats. Not that they haven't done a good job all on their own. Millions of people in the last election abandoned the party of lynching of Negroes and rich white Republican billionaires. And there will be many more who will follow. And here's an example. Leftist Joe Scarborough, the MSNBC host, ripped Biden on his hypocrisy with the Wu flu. And he noted Biden's repeated attacks on President Trump for not listening to these so-called experts regarding the Wu flu. Now, Trump had a reason to regard these experts because they're political. There is much experts in virology and epidemiology as the next taxi driver or Uber driver you get in to meet with. But see, Biden had a different reason for not listening to his experts. He reports to yet another of the leftist special interests, and that would be the teachers' unions. See, teachers wield enough power to actually get their members jobs not teaching. In fact, I'm surprised they haven't gotten Democrats to add parents to their union dues because the parents are actually teaching their kids at home. Why not have parents pay taxes for teachers who don't have to teach so the parents who actually teach join the teachers' union? You get what I'm saying? Pay those union fees. Don't rule out that the leftists aren't thinking about something as insane as this. back to Scarborough. So he jumps Biden on his show. He says, Joe Biden cannot attack Donald Trump for not listening to healthcare officials. And then when he's scared of teachers' unions, he can't not listen to healthcare officials who were saying it's time to go back to school. Now, Donald Trump said it was time to go back to school because he said, this is a scam. We've got it under control. We need to let parents go back to work and keep this economy booming. And we can't do that with kids being at home. That's doing poor people the best good if you put their parents back to work. But that's not what the Democrats wanted to do. They wanted universal basic income. They wanted people suffering. Every day I'm suffering. No, shuffling. I guess it's not suffering. But anyway, they wanted people suffering. But miraculously, medical officials have come to President Trump's way of thinking, and they want these kids back in school. Biden's and the Democrats' problem is that they can't continue the farce of Wu Flu with the stats dropping. In other words, folks, the truth now gets out about the scamdemic of Wu Flu, so they have to make a choice. What will Captain Demento do? Can't say that I know, but during his campaign, Biden promised he would follow recommendations from medical experts regarding his response to the scamdemic. But now scam artists, they call experts, have new marching orders. After they gripped at the American taxpayer for trillions of dollars, guess what? These people realize that the money cow is out of milk on this particular issue. Now they agree that students can safely return to school. Hey, teachers unions, keep it down. We got it under control. We're going to keep giving you money. You're going to get raises. You don't have to do anything. Maybe you don't even have to work as much. You don't have to worry about the kids and how dumb they are and passing tests. We're going to give you the keys to the test. We're going to make people believe that all these students are good to go when they get out. Don't worry about it. We got you. Hey, here's a shocker. I talked about this in another broadcast. But 29 million students in California, 6 Wu Flu deaths. Science those numbers. 6 Wu Flu deaths out of 29 million kids. I begin to sound like William Shatner. I can't believe that we would shut down schools with only 6 deaths. There have been more deaths from gang violence in Chicago in schools than there is from the Wu Flu in all of California. Health officials have said, for the most part, the opening of schools should be encouraged, Scarborough said. They've said that over the past month. Dr. Fauci himself has suggested as much. We all know that Dr. Fauci, well, he's the purveyor of all that is to know about the dreaded Wu Flu. He says that Biden is kowtowing to the dictates of the teachers union. Here's what I'm telling you, people. The teachers union is at odds with leftists who are sick of their kids being home and saying, we want these kids back in school. So what do you think is going to happen? You think this is the only brouhaha that's going to happen with the Democrats? With Joey Demento running the show? He says, are they going to listen to health officials? He says, in this retreat, a couple of days ago. I'm sorry. There's another word for it. It was pathetic. And it leaves a lot of parents out there hanging out to dry. Again, healthcare officials are now saying that children need to go back to school. It's nearly unanimous. The Biden administration has no other options than to follow what the healthcare officials say. Look, talk about something that's going to come back to bite them. When health officials suddenly aren't saying the types of things that the administration wants them to say or has paid them to say. They hung parents out to dry, folks. Out of work, forced to homeschool their own children while teachers took paid vacations. Nice job if your union can get it for you. Frankly, I would love to see how they feel about this farce when half of academia has facial palsy or worse from taking this vaccine.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.